produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com.
Sure enough, in the morning, some strange things began to happen in Willie's home. But outdoors, strange things were happening too.
If I were to tell you that in America, right now, according to U.S. government surveys, there are over 1 million children selling marijuana, what would you think? Would you think that any public policy that creates over 1 million teenage marijuana dealers needs to be re-examined and possibly amended? You would not be alone. The members of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, otherwise known as NORML, have been working since 1970 to reform marijuana laws such that responsible adults, not children, sell and use marijuana. Isn't it high time to reform America's misguided marijuana laws? This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of NORML in Washington, D.C. Only concerned citizens can effectively end the federal government's nearly 70-year-old prohibition on responsible adult marijuana sales and use. Want to know more about how you can help? Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, N-O-R-M-L, or by visiting the organization's popular and informative webpage at Normal, NORML.org.
Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. We've assembled a stash of audio to last all weekend, I guarantee it. Take a moment to join us at Normal. Just visit NORML.org. And make sure you get the separate Normal News podcast on Fridays for the weekly press release from Normal in audio. Stories this week include: endocannabinoid system plays significant role in embryonic development, a study says. Santa Barbara voters to decide on pot deprioritization ordinance, and Alaska Attorney General requests Supreme Court to rule on pot decriminalization measure. Links to the Normal News podcast and MP3 downloads are on our website at normalaudiostash.com. First up today, let's get to some music from podshow.com. First, we're going to hear Sunspot with the Happy Song, then some comedy music from George Harab with Moses and Morty, and we'll wrap things up with California musician Rachel Kahn with her song, Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Moses, kiddo, thanks for having this meeting. You look pretty good with that whole goatskin ensemble. Is that new?
Yeah, I picked this up at the new Gaza Strip Mall.
Ah, looks great. Say, the boys down on accounts are just a gaggle with his whole new 10-part thing.
The Ten Commandments, yes.
The Ten Commandments, sure. Like I said, they just love it. Well, they're a little concerned with a few of the details.
Details about the commandments?
Well, yeah, that's just it.
That's just what?
Commandments is such a strong word, it might put some people off.
Put some people off?
Sure, you know the kids, they don't like to be told what to do. Some other folks might see it as being a little bossy. And we're thinking maybe more of a softer sell, like the 10 suggestions.
Suggestions?
Proposals?
Mm-mm.
10 items for your consideration.
Nope.
Alright, 10 nifty ideas for a really good life.
Oh, I see. You're suggesting I rename the 10 commandments the 10 really nifty ideas for a good life.
I guess you're right. It is kind of hard to fit on a t-shirt.
Look, I got the impression that the author of these was real pleased with the whole commandments thing. I'd hate to be the one to have to tell him to rename it, what with the burning bushes and the plagues and the flood.
Wait. You're saying you didn't write these?
Well, I spiffed them up a bit, put them in the order they're in, you know, sort of general editor kind of
general
stuff.
General editor kind of stuff.
Sure.
Oh, I see. There's not going to be a copyright problem here.
Copyright problem?
I mean, you're not going to get sued by the burning bush guy?
No. We're tight. We're good. There's no...
No, but that's
no
good, because it brings up another point. We feel we got a real smash on our hands, regardless of what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the boys in marketing are thinking about sequel.
Sequel?
Sure, you know, 10 more suggestions.
Commandments,
right. The Lost Commandments, the next Hebrew Nation, Commandment 2, Electric Boogaloo.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Look, I got the impression that the Big G was real satisfied with these 10, and I don't think he wants to commit to Commandments the sequel or Commandments Goes to College.
I guess you gotta go with him on this one. I hear that once his mind is made up, that's pretty much it.
You're telling me.
Well, at least we should make a bundle of the trading cards. I hear that Don't Covet one is mighty popular with the kids.
Nebuchadnezzar's thighs and more plentiful than breath, artfully dodging electricity like freeway traffic. That entire summer of 11, when it hot rained every day in deep green and sun hid for 40 minutes, the Vermont air a thick mist of mosquitoes, and I was more bites than fresh skin, even on palms. And it was then that I discovered the violent femmes. Maybe my first memory of words that wormed meaning inside of me was Poem for Flora by Nikki Giovanni. And so maybe I expressed too many sentiments with Old Testament references. Maybe I have danced until my feet would bleed for over half my life, but every year that percentage is lessening. And maybe I used to daydream on top of the old brown Volare inside the Frank Lloyd Wright invention. And maybe I attempted to use cinder blocks to build a stairway to heaven due to early exposure to Led Zeppelin. I only made it as far as the top of the carport, but I was closer there. And the stars in my sphere were close enough to whisper to back then before the chains came. And so maybe that's how I still know them. And maybe I never found a place to belong and still search with my soul held out before me like a flashlight in both hands. Maybe ocean and cold blue with slick metallic fish make sense to me like planets and addition. And turning is physics in pale pink and muscles that answer with quick precision. Simple and significant. And I am the daughter of Dusty Jung and style and pens and smoke and hunting and pecking and jumping on beds in October country. And maybe last summer I left the window with no screen mistakenly open in my bedroom, and the tiniest little starling flew in and hid in my closet, and I didn't know until it flew out again while I was sleeping. I thought I was dreaming. Maybe I put my heart on my sleeve, an asterisk on my spine to remind myself of things. And maybe I cry when I hear music because it trips the wire on my internal chemistry. And maybe if you look too long at my packaging, you'll notice the holes and you can watch the atoms dance and remember that we are all just bundles of energy. And maybe I will be all right if I can just keep breathing. Maybe I have tried to break my own bones just to see if I could do it. It's hard to be human. This package is savage and flawed. Just collected wetness and hot whispers. Vulnerable and easy to attack. A skin sack of slippery tubes, fluid and skeleton, and underneath, nothing. And it makes me want to hold everyone. And I say, I love you a lot, but I mean it earnestly, yearningly. I am burning up with refracted passion. I am ablaze with amazement, aching with the taking in of all these little pieces of majesty and beauty. To be, maybe me is enough with my soul held out before me like a flashlight in both hands.
Safe music and comedy here on the audio staff today. First, we heard Sunspot with the Happy Song, then that comedy track from George Harab, Moses and Morty, and we wrap things up with the California musician Rachel Kahn and that track, Maybe. We have links to all these artists right up at normalaudiostash.com. Now, some stash music from the Hempilation 1 album. This track was part of our 4th of July special, but makes for a great weekend track as well. Here's Cypress Hill with I Want to Get High live.
Do you want to get high? So fucking high. Do you want to get high? So fucking high. Throw your weed leaf in the air like this. This is the new weed leaf sign. So when you're at a Cypress show or any rap group who talks about weed, go like this. This means you're a stony motherfucker. All these weed leaves can be grown by a seed.
Cypress Hill with I Want to Get High live from the Normal High Times album Hempilation 1. Now it's time to check in with our weekly web poll. First, the results from last week's poll. We asked you, have you ever been a member of Normal? Well, the voting was yes, 16, no, 48. 48 saying no. Well, we made it easy for you today. If you want to change that to a yes, just head on up to normalaudiostash.com. You can join Normal online today. Some of my favorite comments from last week's poll. This one came in from a no vote. No, although while in Colorado, I smoke some good bud up in the mountains. And in for the yes voting, yes, I made the decision to join Normal late last year. I attended my first Normal conference this past April, and it was great. I've even considered adding a gift to Normal in my will. And also in the no column out there, no said no, but this is going to be the year, and no, but I am building up the nerve listening to you all daily. Well, thanks very much for that one, and everybody should get their nerve out there and join Up Normal today. We have links to join online right up at normalaudiostash.com. And today's web poll is the following. Have you ever used a vaporizer? Vaporizers are becoming more and more popular. I was at a party recently and I saw everybody sort of heading in from the parking lot area into this guy's house, and everybody had these big boxes. I mean, it looked like they were going to a remote control car convention, or it was a bowling league or something like that. But I realized that it wasn't bowling balls that everybody were carrying in these boxes. It was vaporizers. They're becoming more and more popular out there. Have you ever used a vaporizer? That's our question this week. Sort of a poll on everybody's individual tastes and interests out there. You can vote in our poll today at normalaudiostash.com. And if you were one of the 48 people who voted no last week, get your Normal membership right now. Just go to normalaudiostash.com and join online. You can get voting and get your membership to Normal online right now at normalaudiostash.com. Let's wrap things up today with some Friday comedy from the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. We have links to buy it up at normalaudiostash.com. Remember, every single purchase, every single one, helps Normal.
What are the odds of a comedian who is also a surfer also being a pot smoker? About 100%. Here's Matt Kirsch.
But now they're trying to put the war on terror and the war on drugs together. Have you seen this commercial? If you do drugs, you're supporting terrorists. That's bullshit. I only smoke pot. I'm not helping out Bin Laden. I'm helping out a pot dealer named Craig Bischoff. That's who I'm helping out. Yeah, I'm not helping Al-Qaeda make their bombs. I'm helping a pothead make his fucking rent this month, all right? He's a pot activist. You have a friend that's a pot activist? Aren't potheads the most inactive people you've ever met in your life? That's the reason why marijuana will never be legal in this country, because those guys fucking forget to vote on it every time. That's what happens. It's on a ballot somewhere in First Tuesday, November. Those, hey, dude, there's something we gotta do today, man. Fuck, what was it? Foosball tournament. Yeah! You know, shit. There it goes again. Just can't get stoners to the polls, man. That's the problem, you know? The only way that's gonna pass is if you can vote at McDonald's. That's the only way that's ever gonna fucking pass. I like to say yes at number 3. With a chocolate shake. It'll pass. But please legalize marijuana. I want it legal so all my pothead friends can stop explaining to me why it should be legal every fucking time you see them. Dude, they gotta legalize it, man, because you make soap out of it and rope. Soap. Rope. Ah, foosball tournament. No. Craig Bischoff, that's my actual dealer. I told him I was using his name in my act. He was all pissed. Hey, get. Then he was like, oh, I can make some money off of it. Give him my pager number. All right. 818-82. All right. Anyways. It's great. Yeah. He's one of those, he's hardcore. He's like, goes to the normal meetings, the cannabis clubs. He's hardcore. He's like, gotta go to a meeting, man. Gotta go, man. Awareness. It's not a fucking meeting. It was a 2-hour debate whether the Empire Strikes Back was the greatest Star Wars movie. That's all it was. I'm telling you. All right, I'm out of here. Before I leave, he's like, hey, take a legalize this bumper sticker. Legalize pot. Put it on the back of your bumper sticker. Yeah, fuck you. Why don't you just give me one that says, please pull me over next time, you know? Check my left sock. That's what should say. Daddy's muling. Say no to drugs. I understand that. I understand you can't legalize it. You got to say no to drugs. That's a big moneymaker, you know? Say no to drugs is everywhere, especially places where it shouldn't be. I was eating a bag of Doritos. And on the bag real big, it said, say no to marijuana. What? Yeah, without pot, there is one being fucking business, you know? Let's not bite the stone hand that feeds you Doritos, okay? Say yes to marijuana and Cool Ranch. That's what your bag should say. My favorite is they send McGruff, the crime-fighting dog, into elementary school to talk to kids about drugs. Isn't that a contradiction? It's like, okay, kids, don't smoke marijuana. Now here's an 8-foot talking dog to tell you more. Yeah, thank you very much. You guys have been absolutely wonderful. Thank you. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of the show. Thank you.
The next comic is, what's that word? An idiot. Now, don't get all sensitive on me, because in comedy, an idiot is a term of endearment. So here now is an idiot among idiots. Todd Glass.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to try to do this. I'm not trying to resurrect bits and say they're high bits, but what happens with me a lot is I'll get high, and then I'll say, what if? And certain things are funnier. What if you were so high you were crying, just crying in bed, but masturbating at the same time? What point are you in your life when you're like... My dick comes out of my chest. What if it did? My pants would be funny. Okay, here's one. What if you went to a pet shop and you just put your penis in the lizard cage? Seriously. And you just go, and the owner comes out. What the fuck are you doing? You go, all I wanted was a little lick. Like, what would the owner do? See, it's easy to go to create a fake scenario and go, he'd throw you. I don't know if we know what the owner would do. We could make something up. I think the odds are, realistically, he'd go, oh, well, all right. Just, he wants a little lick. I don't know. Thought he was trying to kill it. He's defending the guy. Honey, get him out of here. He just wants a lick. The guy's drunk. The guy's drunk. So here's another what if. Okay, this is a little... You have to go through a few levels, but again, I just want to preface this. If you're high, this is very funny. Also, when I'm high, I think everybody knows I'm high. And one time I was in Vegas with Jimmy Dore, and the guy's serving us our drinks, and I'm like, he knows we're high. What the fuck does he want? Was he going to stare at me till I admit it? And then I go, I'm high. He doesn't know I'm fucking high. And then Jimmy Dore goes, what's this guy, the high police? I'm like, that's what I fucking thought. Like, somebody else is as high as you. Then you think, no, we're not fucking nuts. And like, no, we're both fucking nuts. Because he was probably going, hey, how you doing? But it felt like this. How you doing? All right, I'm high. I'm fucking high. You got me. So the first time I ever get high, this is a true story. I went to the mall with my stepbrother, and there was a guy at the mall. I swear to God, this is a true story. There was a guy at the mall that bought a plant from Pier 1 Imports. And I know if you weren't high, picture this as a big tree. People listening on their CD may pretend this is a big tree that I'm holding. And I'm just, I knew if I wasn't high, it probably looked totally normal. The guy was probably walking around the mall with a tree like this. Right? Because we were high, my brother goes, look, that guy's hiding from the cops. Now you might wonder what pot does. Pot makes you see that.
That was comedy from the Pot's Greatest Hits CD. We have links to buy it up at normalaudiostash.com. Every single purchase helps out Normal.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers. And nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Strop, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
Where will you find the executive director of NORML at 420 on most days? Nah, he will not likely be imbibing in the sacred herb, but he will be tuning into the next NORML audio stash for important news and information concerning marijuana. This is NORML's executive director, Alan St. Pierre, in Washington, D.C., and if you've got a phone line and a computer, then you too can make a daily cannabis connection with NORML's popular daily audio stash podcast. NORML is growing the truth about cannabis, and the harvest is yours to reap. Tune in every day at 4:20 p.m. for your daily audio stash. Get hooked up with NORML's daily and weekly news podcast by visiting norml.org or normalaudiostash.com.
This has been NORML's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the audio stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. Everyone have a fun summer weekend out there, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.